It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in interior Alaska. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now for your hosts, Kirk Maynard and Jamie Napolsky.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
And I'm Jamie Napolsky.
Welcome back.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be back in the studio.
Vegas.
I know.
I hate you.
It was so worth it.
And we have a guest in the studio today.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
Your voice sounds familiar.
Your voice does.
My voice sounds familiar. I wonder if anybody can name that voice.
Everybody.
Name that voice.
Everybody take a moment.
Yeah.
Take a moment.
I wish we're live. We could have people call in.
Let it sink in for a minute. Let it.
We should never be live.
We shouldn't know. You guys should never be live. I've been working with you for like 10 years now. You should never be live.
No.
Ever
no.
In the history of ever.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself.
Yeah. So, if you recognize the voice, you could probably place the name, Melissa Burnett. I have worked in radio here for, 10, 12, 13 years, somewhere around there. It's been a long time. New path, though, because I'm hanging out with you guys.
Yay!
That's what I'm doing.
What professional radio podcasting?
Yeah, exactly. No, real estate.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
You passed the bar exam.
The
real estate exam. It's not easy. It's so not easy.
I think it's worse than the bar.
Yeah.
I've
heard that.
So what's really funny, I'm just going to share this. So when I started asking the questions, because like I had this opportunity to get into real estate like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I never jumped. And from what I understand, that's probably a great thing, you know, because you're like, oh yeah, you didn't want to be in here 15 years ago. But when I came about it now, you're like, oh, this is the great time for somebody who's as enthusiastic as you are. So I was like, okay, great. You know, I probably didn't expect to fully dive in as hard as I did because I thought that maybe it would just take some time and it would. But as soon as I dove into it, I realized that there was this like little funny bone that was being tickled by this real estate thing because, you know, people also know I have this political side of me.
Yeah.
And when it comes to platting and stuff, and I was like, I found an interest with it. And so I think that's what got me to do it so fast and to really just dive in and get there. But what they don't tell you is that test. I'm traumatized.
That's a crazy one.
I can't remember who said, and it may have
been half past
it may have been David Prus, but I can't remember. But they said it's like speaking a foreign language. Or learning a foreign language.
Well,
it really is.
Because, so I really appreciated, so I did my test up at the university and I really appreciated the ladies there who were running the test because, so I'm not going to say how many times, but I didn't pass it on the first time.
Sure.
And when I didn't pass it the first time and she handed me the results and I looked at them, I actually got tears in my eyes because I had studied so hard.
Yeah.
I had worked so hard. Like I was in this, and then all of a sudden I didn't pass, and I had tears.
You only
in my
missed
eyes.
It by like a point.
I know,
or two,
I know, but it was a big point, okay, yeah. Kirk. But she looked at me and she goes, "Hardly anybody passes this their first time.
It's pretty low rate.
Like it's a really low percentage of people."
Yeah.
That made me feel better.
I passed it the first time.
You know what? Shut
of course
up.
You did.
Of course you did. You're book smart though. I'm not a good test taker.
That's all it says.
Yeah,
about, is it's the way.
It's true.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I did research about this for 4 years. It's all about test taking. So you take it like the way that test runs is you can take a test really well like that. Other people take essay tests really well. Other people take tests that you are facilitated by somebody that calls on you and you can, you know, I'm somebody that if you had called on me and made me stand in front of a class of 1,000, I could have done that really easily where somebody else would be like, and that's my nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way I could give that, you know, other people could not facilitate. But when you're reading a thing where they change the wording a little bit and then you're like, I know that, like I had to go in there and there was a word and I was like, it trips me up every time. So I had to walk right in and sit down and write it down because I was like, I'm gonna read this and I'm gonna I'm gonna select it incorrectly even though I know the definition of this front ways and back ways. But as soon as I see it, I'm going
to the same thing.
The wrong answer.
I did the same thing. I walked in that second time I walked in and I was reciting, like, I was reciting formulas, a couple of different words. Like, I had just this, like, I had it in this, like, rhythm where I would just recite these certain things because
square feet of an acre.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the square feet of an acre. I had the formula for, I don't, you know what?
43,560.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't, but see, that's, I can't remember that stuff off the top of my head like that.
Yeah.
And so test taking for me, I actually had anxiety over it. I was scared to death to do it because I know.
Test anxiety is real.
Yeah, test anxiety is real, but it passed. Yeah. So here
so
we
do
are.
You, now, if, all that matters. When you think you might have ones wrong, do you guys mark them and then go back and redo them? Okay.
Yep.
I did that too. I wasn't sure if that was crazy. Or if you're going to overthink, you know, overthink yourself or go change your ride answer. Shut up, Jamie.
I aced it, but I wasn't sure. So,
yes,
so
I marked it. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're both fired now. I'm going to do a show by myself. Jeez.
He's going to have a brokerage to himself now.
Yeah. Just me, me.
It's all about you.
Oh
no,
gosh, that's
but
the brokerage name. Me,
me, me, me, me, me, realty. But yeah, it's, you know, so anybody who is like thinking about diving into it, don't be afraid, you know, and don't, it's okay if you don't pass it on your first try, because according to everybody I've talked to, including David Proulx,
no one's going to shame you for that.
Yeah, nobody's going to shame you for it. Except for Kirk. Who passes it his first try, apparently.
That's because I'm awesome.
Winners.
Winners.
What? Now, so does David do classes anymore?
No, I don't think he does.
Premier, you think he kind of bowed out of it? Yeah. I wonder if he'll get back into it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's back into it fully. But I know that he was really stoked when I talked to him about me doing it. And was
Who'd
really,
you do yours through, Royce?
I did mine through Royce in Anchorage, what was really cool about that, they have a correspondence version that you can just take. So I didn't actually have to go to Anchorage.
Now, he used to come up here and do 20 hours over a weekend. And then
he does post-licensing up here still.
Okay.
He will do some post-licensing if you want to go that route. But what was really great about the correspondence version, which is what I did, is Royce was available by text, email, and phone. And if I had an issue, I would I would just email him, and he would pick up his phone and call me about 5 minutes later, and he would run me through it. And it was – so even though I didn't sit there in his class, I had his immediate attention.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was that responsive.
I really appreciated his responsiveness and his office, too. Yeah. So it was great.
Well, we're happy to have you. Love to have you. We're thankful to have you. I mean, you're super smart. I know you're big on education, so I know you're going to keep educating yourself.
Heck
you're
yeah.
super energetic, so I think you're going to be awesome.
I like that. Awesome. He's actually being nice and throwing compliments.
I know.
And you're fired.
And I'm fired.
We'll replay back this show over and over and over.
Yeah.
This is how we get our gratification. We pull it out of them.
Okay. Jamie's our topic picker today.
What are we talking about?
So let's just talk about things that we know are going on in the market, things that are going on in town. So rumor has it the prices of fuel are way up.
Oh, they're insane.
Rumor.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Truth. Fact.
It's fact.
Prices are up.
Did you get a field delivery while you're in Vegas?
No, we did it. Honestly, we came back from our Chicago trip and got fuel the day. It was still,
we got fuel the day, the Friday before we attacked Iran.
Yeah. It was still like, it had just gone up, I think, 10 cents. Yeah.
We were like, we're at $4
and
we got ours.
It just hit $3.10, I think.
So
what?
I did a really bad job because it was
how many years ago?
No. It was still early, but it was in February, I think. We got it.
Okay.
So I did a really bad job of keeping track of my fuel this year, just because I've been dealing with so much ice and snow, right? It's been crazy out there. And I ran out the other day. And I really wasn't paying attention to them. Yeah. I noticed the gas prices were skyrocketing.
Maybe it makes you feel better because I just got on AutoFuel for the first time. Mm-hmm. We've been playing Lisa and I play let's get that as cheap as we can. So, and then we'll occasionally run out because we're playing the game and not paying attention. Then all of a sudden, oh shit, we should have gotten some fuel. So,
Yeah.
Well, and that, right. So, we ran out. So I called the fuel company. They're like, oh, well, we can come get you in a couple of days. I was like, well, let's just go fill up a couple cans and get some for now. I couldn't even fill up four of my normal gas cans. I can usually run the car about $100 fills up all four. No, I couldn't even
do
that.
That's interesting.
I could get three. The fourth one I couldn't fill up for $100. And they're at the airport place. You can only run for like $100-something. So like it
maxes out on you.
Yeah, and it maxes out on you. So you have to do it again, which is fine. And I did, you know, it's not like it just, I was, holy crap. the fuel prices have skyrocketed. It's like 5:30 something now, maybe even higher.
So we talked about our meeting today when last time that fuel prices were this high, and it was I feel like it was like 2008 or something.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think that's what it was.
But that's when everybody starts stealing Toyos out of there's fuel spilling everywhere, and people are breaking into fuel tanks
and
stealing
stuff.
Well,
that's what we're seeing.
And that's what we're seeing.
Yeah. People are stealing
fuel. Fairbanks, Alaska page, but
well,
everybody was.
I still always tell, always, for Toyos. I have always, since I've started in real estate, I've always told people if you have a Toyo, especially in cabins, and they're secluded or they're in an area, I just still feel like a Toyo is a hot commodity.
Sadly,
think that, you know, people don't steal Toyos appropriately. They don't unscrew things and unhook things. They just rip them out.
You know how many I've been in that have been stolen that fuel just all over the floor?
Yep. Yes. And they don't care about what they ruin. They don't care about what they're going to do. They don't care about the damage they leave behind.
Nope.
And so I always tell people,
if you're going to steal nicely.
Yeah. Well, I always tell people it's completely worth it for you to remove your Toyo if you're going to leave it empty and you're not going to heat it, to unscrew it.
That is very good advice.
It's a great time to bring your Toyo in to get serviced.
Yeah.
If you're going to do the service, if it's going to be, and you're like, where am I going to store this? Bring it in and have it serviced at that time, and then you can bring it back. Because some people are like, well, I don't have room to.
Our clients, we just used to put them in storage units.
Or that. Yeah.
And then we put them back in
with
the appraisal happens.
Yep. So I just tell them it's a great time to pull it out because people don't think about that at all. And then that's the item that's going to get stolen. But now we're seeing people siphoning fuel. So if you don't think about, what did we talk about today? You guys talked about a certain lock.
Yes, and I apologize, I don't have it with me, and I'm trying to think of the science behind it, but it's got
ball bearings
in it.
Yes.
And it just sits there and it spins, and I'm forgetting the science on it, but because everybody knows you can take a locked thing and spin. Hopefully, I'm not listening to the show, but you can just spin the top off and then go get the fuel. And you don't need a key to, or you don't need to bolt cut at the locker. You can just spin it off. And so most people don't know that. And they make ones that are just sit there and just spin around. You can't spin them off the threads. And so I think it was Hector's Welding. And then is it maybe Alaska Aero Fuel sold these caps? And it's been a while since I've looked into it because fuel prices haven't been that high. So but that's what I would do right now. If I were in an at-risk area, or if I was I'd probably put a security camera up. And then the other thing I would do is if my house was vacant, like Jamie said, and your house is at risk, man, spend a little money on, and we can use, we've named it on the show a bazillion times, but you know, I've got a AT&T MiFi for $50 a month that can run. It'll do the motion detection. It'll do flood detection. It'll do freeze detection. I mean, it's just $50 a month.
When I was the president of the racetrack here in town, we actually did that. We'd get little MiFi systems, and we had it just for motion sensing and seeing when people would trip our cameras there at the racetrack, because we had equipment there that, you know, fuel in our tanks for the big old grader that we had out there and stuff. So they're amazing for catching things like that, and we caught people all the time on those things.
And let's say you want to go super cheap. I mean, go put a fake camera, security camera facing your oil tank.
Cameras work too.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, I think what I try to tell clients when I'm listing is that this is your biggest commodity. You know, at the end of the day, this is what you're trying to make money on.
Yeah.
And I understand you're trying to save money, but for $50 and a Ring camera system, which most people, if you really had to, they would purchase that if you really wanted to. But the buyer is going to be excited that they're going to get the Ring security camera system from you.
And you don't have to go get the full-on system, too.
I'm just looking at a couple of little
things. I bought a package the size of this, smaller than that. Came with the three things, the flood puck, the motion sensor, and the freeze detection. It goes right, then I got the app on my phone and $50 for the MiFi. That's it. You don't have to actually have something that conveys either. They do, Jamie, you're right. That does happen.
Well,
but
they have cheaper Google versions now. I mean, there's so many different.
There's have to be a whole security for every door, but
you don't have to spend thousands of dollars
on
it.
Protect your asset and protect your
They even have those like these new little, what they're calling, because I guess the Ring cameras, people have been known to come up and put tape on them. So they have these little window ones now that are like, they're like $50, and it's a little nanny window camera that goes on the, like, you can just put in and watches your house.
Next time I stock your house, Jamie, I'm going to remember to put a little tape on your Ring camera.
I will say that the Ring camera system has gotten a little bit more bizarre.
Yeah.
Well, like, I didn't realize it had gotten an upgrade. And so now it tells you, color of dog outside, what the person
facial recognition.
Yeah, it's like person is walking, trudging through snow, person is getting into vehicle, person is delivering package. I'm like, at first it said two black dogs sitting on porch. Of course, that was our dogs.
What do you mean it says?
It gives you a message.
On your phone.
Like a text or something?
Kind of. Yeah. It's like your phone says, ring camera has been activated, but then it says, there's like a message of what is going on outside your door.
No way.
Yeah. So let me tell you how weird it is when it tells you your husband's, it says like,
your husband is naked peeing out in the yard.
Naked man peeing in front lawn.
That's a lot of specifics. But we're going to take a quick break. If you're joining us, we're just talking about things that are going on in Fairbanks and the surrounding area in Alaska. Please come back. We have a special guest with us in the studio, and we'll be right back.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynor returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynor.
And Jamie.
Oh, and we have a special guest who's in the studio with us today.
Who? Who?
Who?
Melissa. Melissa.
It's me.
It's you. All right, so if you're just joining us, we're talking about different things happening in Fairbanks and the surrounding areas, and specifically we're talking about theft, protecting your assets, stealing fuel, so really investing in protecting your house. So we were just talking about...
And Jamie's kind of you used to have a problem when you were a child, right, with the five-finger discounts and putting things in your pockets and not paying for them.
No,
so
Kirk.
You're kind of an expert on this, so please listen in, because Jamie's... Just kidding.
We're just spilling secrets everywhere today.
But thinking about just investing in the, we were talking about investing in the Ring camera.
Yeah.
We're talking about investing in, you know, even the flood alert or the, I think there's one that can go on your toilet if a pipe breaks.
Oh, yes.
You know, so
I have seen that.
I'll even go back old-fashioned ways. So back in the, I know we're gonna go back in the day. Okay, so hot tub time machine, baby. When we were younger, and we would leave the house, my parents would always leave a radio on.
Yeah.
When we weren't home.
Yep.
Because people would think someone was home because they hear the radio going on inside, right? So, it's old school, but I mean, think about it. You leave your TV on a little loud, leave your radio on a little loud, they're going to think
that's a deterrent.
It is. It is a good deterrent because people think somebody's in the house.
Actually, I have seen that occasionally in the past when I went to a show, a vacant house. Somebody had a radio on.
That's a really leave good a point. Bathroom light on, you know, something that gives a signifying thing that somebody might be here.
Yep. And we have those plugs that you can actually control. Mm-hmm. So you do the plugins and they're controlled by your phone and a timer.
Yep.
And so you can also get those. I think at one point they were sold at, I mean, I know they're sold on Amazon, but you can, they were sold at Costco.
So you can like just do it intermittently.
Yep. Yeah. And so you can put those on timers so that they'll go on in different rooms. But I have seen those in a couple vacant houses. They left a couple lamps behind so that they could come on. Because it does, I mean, a vacant house can sometimes, you know, that a lot of our houses are just not in subdivisions or right next to somebody else. And so they can be sitting out, you know, 5 miles apart from something or 10 miles or 25 mile Chena Hot Springs where all of a sudden somebody's just thinking, I haven't seen any tracks.
Well,
I haven't
seen
anything.
And you see it too, right? Like out in Two Rivers and North Pole on Facebook all the time where they'll be like, there was a white van sitting on our road and this white van has never been here before. It doesn't belong here. So, you know, anything you can do to, because that's what people are looking for. Those houses that are way out.
Right.
Kind of distant. Don't really have too many neighbors because they don't want to get caught.
Right.
So.
Okay. I found I'm just going to save it for the Facebook page.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Or you guys want me to read it off. It's a lot of, but it's a free spinning cap and it's not that uncommon. And then somebody has to have a special key to actually get into it.
We're talking about fuel.
The fuel. I'm sorry. What were you guys talking about?
No, you're good.
I was like, chat.
You're fine. No.
Okay.
We're talking about theft.
So. Yeah. So I'll post it on the Alaska Realty Day new Facebook page.
Yeah, give people the information.
And I'll post that out there so you guys can see exactly what it is.
Have you talked about that, Kirk? About your page?
No.
You should talk about your page.
Tell everybody.
Tell them about it.
You guys, what have you seen? What do you like?
Well, Alaska Realty Today, if nobody has followed it, you should. So if you don't know this about social media, there's a trifecta. You got to like, share, and follow. You got to do that. So I, everybody who listens to the show, please go to Facebook, Alaska Realty Today, like, share, follow the page.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of information. I mean,
it's all educational, just like it's a show. It's the Facebook version of the show.
There you go. I mean, you posted stuff about theft and fuel. You're posting stuff about interest rates. You're posting stuff about, it's all educational. It's a really good place to get some
information. Do you know what got the biggest? So our original post got the most hits, has like
What's
600
one?
Views. The one I did a raid on.
Oh, hey.
Blew up. And I'm like, whoa. It is. And it is interesting.
Yeah.
I had no idea about raid on until I got into this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
I had no idea that Hills and Goldstream put that off. And so, you got a basement. You know, these are things that people, homeowners out there need to worry about. And
so the Facebook page is Alaska Realty Today. And then I'll go post this about these free spinning caps that you can't get off to help save your fuel.
I think the hard part sometimes here is that, A, you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know what you don't know.
Until you know.
Right.
True.
And then secondly, sometimes you don't know what you can wear to get things here. So,
even
I just had a homeowner call me and they said, weirdly, they couldn't find their dipstick.
Oh,
and
where to get one.
Right. And then they went, I don't know where to buy a dipstick. So I am in Vegas. I pulled over into a place because I was like, oh, my God, I'm driving.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I hit play so it could read me my text message. And then I was like, oh, my gosh, she's panicking. So I pulled over to text a client. And then I looked up the two places that I knew you could immediately go get a dipstick because I thought, oh, my gosh, I know they always have them.
Which are?
Oh, my gosh, I can't. It's
Everybody has them.
Yes, but, well, the two places that I always go, one's off the Mitchell, and it's the...
There's Sourdough.
Sourdough has them, and...
I've got them from, used to be, speaking of Raleigh, they're old company.
Yeah, Alaska Petroleum.
Alaska Petroleum used to have them.
Cowles
them from
does
them.
It, doesn't, don't they?
Wait,
I think
Cowles
has them.
Probably. Who sells the big... Greer.
Greer Tank and Welding has them, yes.
I sent her Greer, and I sent her Sourdough. And
what
said,
if Greer sells those caps too?
So
they might.
So I said, go over
there,
and I know they have them in stock. I think the only reason I had gone to Greer is because they had an extra long. If your pipe is long, and our pipe is exceedingly long, and so they had an extra long one, and so
my dipstick's on a rope because it's so long.
Same. But so I sent her there, and then she was like, oh, thank goodness. And then I told her if she had any, the seller is lovely, and they have had a relationship, and I retexted her the sellers, because I'm like, I'm not in town. I would come over there and dip your tank for you or show you how to do that. But I said, this, of course the seller would come and show you. I know he would come over immediately if you're struggling. And she was like, okay, I've got this. I've got this. And so, because she was like, it's getting cold. And I said, you could be out of fuel, but otherwise you can also call a fuel company.
Yeah.
And they'll come.
So the one I looked up on ChatGPT.
Yeah.
So this one is a Flow Security Systems FSS 750 locking cap, but you can see it just sits there and spins. Yeah. If people try to spin it off, you have to have a special key
Does
to get
special
into
key,
it.
Like go on your key ring. It has like a little hook for a key ring.
You can go on your key ring. I bet you the fuel guys are probably familiar with these.
Yeah.
And they're all between, I'm seeing $40 to $60, but
$40 to $60 and your 500 gallons of fuel is going to be safe.
Yeah. I know I'm assessing on it, but it's just such a good idea.
No brainer. You're thousands of dollars of investment right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I get $4 for every cap I sell now.
And if you don't know, and I can't think of the address, but maybe Kirk, you can put this on our Facebook. There is a website that tells you the price of fuel. Like you can go and see the different places that fuel is.
Or just go to Fairbanks Alaska page and you'll see the long lines across from Fred Meyer's West where everybody lines up to get their cheap fuel.
I had several clients that didn't know this. Like they wanted to go get their own fuel. Yep. They had invested in a tank to put on the back of their truck. And then I said, you know, there's a website that will tell you like a day-to-day update of what the prices are that you can go to. And I sent it to them. I just don't have it in front of me. I have everything saved on my computer. But I said, there is a website that you can go to.
WebCenterFairbanks.com. It's the Alaska Gas Tracker.
Nice. So I just think sometimes there's things that are super helpful that a lot of our new clients that have moved here don't sometimes know. But then, you know, they are like, I want to... you know, if you're not going to do the autofill or you're not on autofill or you finally have invested in a truck that can haul your own gas and you want to do some of those things just to save on costs a little bit more. Because I swear sometimes Alaskans are really, really friendly and they're like, our friends were like, we have these extra tanks. Come over and get tanks. And my husband was like, I got a tank. Came home with three tanks, a gas tank. They were all new, so a gas tank, and then we got a water-filling tank, and then something else. And I was just like, then they decided, they watched a YouTube video and said, do you know that you can make these Greer tanks into dog washing stations? And I said, please, God.
Please,
I don't
want to
see
this.
I don't want a dog washing station in our front yard.
I do. I've got corgis.
a bathing station.
So this actually is really, so just looking at this from Web Center Fairbanks, the lowest gas, it's lowest gas prices today is what they're calling it.
Yeah.
And it's actually Costco updated today at 1:41 p.m.
Nice.
That they have unleaded fuel for $4.34 a gallon.
That's exactly what I paid.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
But then they also are listing, you know, Speedway, which is at $4.39. But then they're going into like Alaska Fuel Services, Sourdough Fuel, which are also sitting at about $4.39 right now. So
painful.
That is painful.
And don't forget, though, I will say this. I've done a couple. I know it sounds crazy, but I've done a couple things where there's a I don't have this yet, but there are gas apps that you can do where you get discounts on gas. And at Fred Meyer, if you have to buy a gift card, you also get discounted cents off.
Yes.
So, I mean, look at every crazy thing that you can do to
Fred
help save
Meyer
money.
Rewards are amazing. Yep. Get your phone number registered if you haven't. I mean, those points, I get a dollar off every month because we just shop so much at Fred Meyer. It's insane. It almost turns out cheaper than going to Costco where it's cheap too.
I do all my, like, I go in and get all my gift, like if I need gift cards for the month or anything extras, I get those and then I go get my gas. So I just, you really have to think about what you have planned for whatever, but you know, and I know that there's like a, I don't know the app, but I know a girlfriend was like, oh, I use a gas app where you, I think you scan
I saw
receipts.
That. Yeah.
I have to look it up and see if it works.
I think I just came across it.
I'm going to test it. We're going to test it.
Well, and if you, other places, they have stuff like that, right? I mean, Groupon is huge in the States, right?
No.
Doesn't work up here.
I like Groupon.
Yeah, it doesn't work up here.
We don't
but,
have that.
So why, we don't. But I mean, so why wouldn't we have like some sort of get cheaper gas and whatever? It makes sense. And, you know, it's.
So if anyone knows, they could post on our Facebook page.
Yeah, where you can get cheap gas coupons
if
to help out.
If you know any sick gas.
Sorry, I'm on the page. I'm not paying attention to you guys.
Really? Are you even a part of the show?
He's not. It's just you. It's the Jamie and Melissa show now.
Yeah. We've had a takeover. We've had a radio takeover.
The ladies are taking over. He was saying earlier at the office how there needs to be, we'll put it politely, more testosterone in the workplace.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah, it was pretty femme. It was some pretty femme
moments. It was a pretty femme moment. Pretty femme moments.
For me.
It was. We did go down a rabbit hole.
I forgot he was sitting there. He just is so quiet sometimes. We forget Kirk is there.
Walk around with a bell on or something.
There's like good nine gosh. Women and then Kirk. I know. It's like, what did you think was going to happen? I mean,
I don't know.
I know. So,
do you want to talk about the market now that we have 55 seconds left?
Well, I would say this. I would say the only last lesson I would like to throw out there is it's going to affect buying a house.
Yes.
When people think to themselves, you're probably going to need to be a little bit prepared. Fuel has been conveying a lot in sales. It may not convey as much, or you need to be prepared, set aside maybe $1,000 to $3,000
for fuel. Yep.
For people to be like, listen, I just filled my tank. And you're going to have to pay some.
Or don't,
not
don't
all
just
it.
Fill your tank right. if you're selling your
or
house.
Or yeah. don't just fill your tank. So think about those things if you're buying or selling.
Talk to your sellers. Talk to your buyers.
Think about fuel costs. Think about adding those in. Thank you so much for joining us, Melissa. Thank you so much for being a part of the
show. And Melissa, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, they can buy or sell. Do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can go to Melissa Burnett, AK Real Estate on Facebook. I'm right there. And please do get a hold of me. Thanks, guys.
Awesome.
Take care.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.